When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on Love That Voiceover, where we explore the people and projects behind the microphone in depth.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Grau. Keep listening to Love That Voiceover. Oh, yeah, baby. I've been loving it.
And we are here again with the voiceover doctor, also known as Bill Holmes. Welcome back, Doctor.
Well, it's good to be here. It's good to be here. Next summer, or this summer, actually, now we're in the new year.
2015.
My self-appointed moniker, I'm actually going to preside over a friend's wedding. So I'm going to become the Reverend Doctor, William David Holmes. That's who I'm going to be.
Wow.
If you want to come on Skype, I will do weddings for you as well.
Yay, we can get married on Skype now.
Sure, why not, you know?
Yes, why not? That's fantastic. Okay, Reverend Dr. Bill Holmes.
It's spiritual guidance as well as, you know,
voiceover guidance.
A little, just go home, take a little shot to Fortaleza and call me in the morning. So.
Can I have red wine instead? I don't know what that was.
Our preferable drink here at Compost Productions is Fortaleza.
Tequila. I like blue agave.
If you've never had Fortaleza,
which I haven't,
you've never had real tequila.
Oh wow! Oh wow! Well, that's a good tip of a different nature.
Oh, it's so good! It's so good. I'm trying to get them to send me a case by talking about them.
I'll have to find their logo.
Yeah. It's very expensive.
So everybody, if you want to really make good with Bill, get some Fortaleza tequila and take it over to him in the valley in L.A.
Yes, indeed.
At Compost.
That's a very good idea. Send people to me with tequila.
Yes. So is tequila the best drunk? That's what I hear.
Well, the thing is, I don't get drunk. It's a sipping tequila, and I usually just I have a little at the end of the day, and it's just so good. I mean, it's not like tequila, you know what
right,
I mean? It's,
right, right.
Get some tequila in here and get some women. Let's go. You know, no, it's not like that.
Okay,
it's the calming, soothing, medicinal type of tequila. They're spiritual yet medical at the same time. The Reverend's drink of choice.
Excellent, excellent. Now, one of my girlfriends, when she would go on her wild vacations, she would tell me that tequila was the best drink.
Oh,
I guess I meant drink and to get drunk, which is what she was doing during those days.
Well, the other thing about Fortaleza is I've had several drinks in an evening, and I've never woken up with a hangover. So
that's important. Now that we've gotten that out of the way.
You kids out there, you know, don't drink and drive. And for God's sake, don't think that this is something, you know, we are not alcoholics here.
It's sophistication with the beverage of choice.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Fantastic.
Hey, that's all. I just want to freak.
That's right. Well, so we were talking last episode about self-evaluation, or it came up during the episode, and it was something I wanted to revisit, because one of the things that you're obviously very skilled at is helping evaluate individuals when they come to you for help. And we know that different people have different, let's say, good matches with coaches or go on and find other people, you know, depending. So in your sense, though, what are the key elements of an actor who wants to maybe not work with a coach yet, but just to check on themselves, some ways that they can do self-evaluation?
Well, there's so many jokes going through my head.
Cough and hold this.
Jokes. Get your hands out of your pocket, for one. tricks of the trade with me is, I think the most important thing to be when you're in the booth behind a microphone or wherever you might be is to be comfortable. If you, and I'm talking physically comfortable, okay? Because the physical inside the booth is a very important thing. And the best way to be comfortable is to go through whatever system somebody has taught you, okay? Make the choices that you make, make them strong and make them specific choices, then do it. And if at the end of the process it felt comfortable, then chances are it's a pretty strong read, okay?
Mm. Nice.
When you work with me, when you're working with the doctor, there is no right or wrong. You cannot come in and do something wrong for me, because that's what got me thrown out of acting school in the beginning. I had this acting teacher, and he would say, "Well, I think you made the wrong choice." And I'm like, "Well, I can't make the wrong choice because it's my choice. I'm drawing from my own life." And he goes, "Well, that's not the choice I would have made." I'm like, "Well, I don't give a shit what you would have made because you're not doing it." And then it would turn into,
"You're you." And
well, then it would turn into, "Bill, please leave the class."
Yeah.
I challenge these acting teachers on their system.
Their approach with you, yeah.
Because you can make, there is no right or wrong, but there's weak and strong. You can make a strong choice, and the strongest choices, in my opinion, and again, everything I say on this show is only my opinion, are the most specific choices that you can come up with, okay? If I say to you as a director, "Well, where are you? Where are you having this conversation with this person?" And you go, "In my house." I'll say, "Where in the house?" "Well, where in the living room?" "Well, I'm on the couch." "Well, you know what? Go right to the couch. Don't give me a tour of the house. I don't need all of that. I don't have time for all of that."
Right.
And again, it goes back to your improv training of making choices, boom, right
immediately.
Away. Right to the place where you need to be, because that's usually going to be the strongest choice. So there's no right or wrong, but there is weak and strong. A weaker choice is a more general choice, okay? I once had a guy, and this is after, I think, 4 weeks of class. I once had a guy, I said, "Well, where are you?" And he goes, I said, "Who are you talking to?" He goes, "Well, Bill, I'm talking to the world." Doing that, the world, you couldn't have narrowed it down to a continent, maybe a country, a city maybe. And then I slapped him in the face. But that's just the thing between him and me, and we've resolved our differences. It's just one of those things that being comfortable, being physically comfortable, is probably a good sign that you have made a strong choice and a specific choice. And making those strong, specific choices is going to make you feel confident, which is going to make you feel comfortable. So if you're in your booth self-directing yourself, chances are that's going to be one of the two takes that you send, because here's what you don't want to do these days, because we've got all these pay-to-play sites and people are auditioning all day for many different things. You don't want to do 40 takes on an audition.
Oh, my God, no.
You need to do like 15, 20, 30 takes for an audition. Chances are you're not ready to be doing this. You're not ready for this. Send a couple of tapes. Do a couple of tapes. Send one out. See if somebody bites.
Right, right.
They're going to tell you how to do it once on the pay-to-play sites, I don't know. I don't work on the pay-to-play sites. I'm going off of what students tell me.
Right, right.
The advice I'm giving, I'm not teaching you how to do the job. I'm teaching you how to audition for the job. When you get in and do the job, they're going to direct you. They're the ones who are going to screw it up. If you hear stuff on the radio that is just horrible, chances are it wasn't the actor's fault. It was the guy producing or directing it. It was their fault because they're not actors. They don't necessarily know what they want. In fact, in the casting game,
yes,
in my opinion, they never, ever know what they want until they hear you come in and do it. And that's why I'm so hell-bent on saying, look, just be who you are. Just be yourself. Stop trying to do it the way you think they want it done, because then they're going to catch you acting. Okay.
And with that, we are going to pause to take a break. Everybody, let that resonate inside of you, because that is
sucking into your brain right now.
Yeah, that is gold. Gold, gold from the hills and from the valleys and wherever the gold goes deep. That was very, very good. Think about it, but listen to the next break. Hey there. Thanks for listening to Love That Voiceover. Just a small quick break to say thank you so much. This is my passion project, which means, you know, I'm not making money on this. It's just my way to give back to the VO community, which has given me so much over the years. You know, many fabulous people have helped me, advised me, mentored me, held my hand at different times. So this show is my way of passing it on, kind of a gift that keeps on giving since it's recorded and you can listen to it anytime. I also want to thank you for listening, because I'm so excited and thrilled and honored because this show has gotten over 85,000 downloads. Over 85,000 downloads. Wow. Cool. I'm so glad you like it. If you don't mind taking a moment to get a little bit more involved and you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe to the show and rate the show with some stars or some comments. Follow Love That Voiceover on Blog Talk Radio if you're listening on Blog Talk. Go to lovethatvoiceover.com, lovethatvoiceover.com, and sign up on the list, and I'll send you notifications when I have new interviews, new guests. Also on Facebook, there's a Facebook page, Love That Voiceover, where you can leave me comments. And on Twitter, you can chat with me after you've listened to a show. Just send me a note at lovethatvo. At Love That VO. And I'd love to hear from you. One last thing. It's voiceover improvisation. You've probably heard about it. You might have fears. You might have joys. You might have complete wild abandon. That's fantastic. Well, back in 2013, I created Love That Improv VO. Just like the stage in-person improv stuff, but I adapted it for audio only because nobody out there was doing it and I had to have it. So I made it myself. Check it out. LoveThatImprovVO.com. Or if that's too hard, just VOImprov.com and check it out. And follow on Twitter at VOImprov. Thanks. And we're back with the fabulous, fabulous Bill Holmes, voiceover doctor. You just said something about being comfortable, physically comfortable, and being able to just keep doing that. And so what you're teaching people in a way is how to do the audition, to approach the audition, because then once you're in the booth with people, they'll be directing you how they want you to change what you've done, because you've succeeded in convincing them that you, based on your audition, are who they want.
Yes.
And I think that's really relevant.
So many times I've gotten to a job where I get to the job and they go, oh, Bill, we loved your audition. Now, let's do this. And I was always
sir.
I love my audition. Why don't you just put it on
let's
the
just
air?
Use it.
Save ourselves
a whole lot of time.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of what I mean about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's happened to me. And I've also heard stories, although I don't know if this has happened after I've left the booth with people, but sometimes they are figuring they've got you for a half hour or an hour, and they want to use the time. So they just exercise you because they feel like they have nothing to lose, that you'll just give them more choices.
Well, the thing, if they make a mistake, they know that to bring you back, they have to pay you another session fee.
True, true. And the whole setup, just even setting up the thing, to get everybody's schedule coordinated is really hard.
Yeah, so they're going to get as much out of you as they possibly can. And again, I can't tell you how many times, again, 30 years of doing this, where you knock it out in about four takes, and in my mind, it's like, hey, that's all I got. That's what I think this is. And they'll do 30 or 40 takes, and then they, you know, when you hear it on the air, they use take number two.
Right, right. It's absolutely the thing, and people should understand it's all natural, that's the way this process works.
Yes, exactly. But again, I want to emphasize, that's why you can't beat yourself up when you're auditioning. You can't just I wonder if they want this. I wonder if they want this. I wonder if they want this. You can't send them nine different ways because, you know, you can only be who you are.
Right.
And if that's what they have in their head, you're going to get the money that day. But if
right.
that's not what they have in their head, I don't care how good of an actor you are, you're not going to get the job based upon something you did differently in the audition. Because if you're not the voice they have in their head, they're not going to hire you.
Okay. Well, it could come down. Let's talk about this, though. It could
sure.
come down to a few people sounding similar.
Yes.
They're in that zone of what they thought they had in their head.
Exactly.
Now we're going to get into, wow, now there's something unique about these people that's shining or not shining.
Right. And nine times out of ten, it's because the better actor won out. Because
right.
That actor was more believable within the situation as opposed to within the advertising itself. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how does
yeah.
how does an actor know if he sounds believable or not? In terms of self-evaluation, which is sort of our subtopic.
Right, right, right. Well, again, it's a...
Maybe it's not the right question, right?
No. I think it's a valid question. It's a difficult one to answer because there's so many people out there who think so differently about this. I mean, for me, I can speak for myself. I'm very comfortable with who I am and what I do. You know, a lot of times I'll knock something out and I'll just go, yeah, that's good enough. Because I've also gotten lazy as I've gotten older, too.
Well, is that lazy or is that more confidence? Like, yep, that's the zone.
I mean, it's confidence, but no, it's 50% lazy. Because my daughter she just moved to Chicago and she's a fine director and acting coach in her own right. And she would be here with me in my office listening to me just do my auditions. And occasionally I'd go, yeah, that's good enough. And she's like, no, Dad, what are you doing? No, Dad, get in there, do it again.
Go back? I want it another way.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, why? And she goes, well, try this. And it's just because she thinks of it differently than I do. So
right.
that's the benefit of having somebody listening to your directions or to your auditions. But if you don't have that benefit, you can do two or three different ways. And then as you're listening back in your playback, that's when you're going, wow, that one just seems so much more like me. And in my opinion, that's the one you want to send, is the one that is more like you, not necessarily what they want from you, because that might get you the job. Because you're going to stand out as, wow, that guy wasn't trying hard at all. He was just doing it, or she was just doing it, and that's kind of what we want. You know, I just booked a cartoon a while ago for that very reason, that everybody else was doing a cartoon, and I just like, oh, this is how I see the guy. I'm just going to be the guy.
Right.
And he said to me, boy, we really like, you know, that you didn't work at it, you know, and I was like, okay. And I don't do a lot of cartoons, so, you know, I'm not professing to be an expert on cartoons, but I was really happy as an actor because it was like, oh, cool. Well, what I'm teaching people actually got me a job, you know.
Yay!
In the advertising game, most of the direction you get is casual conversational. We want an announcer, but for God's sake, don't let them sound like an announcer. But it's written very announcery.
Right.
You know? So how do you get around
that?
We
all know that, yes.
Let's go through the process of who am I? Who am I talking to? You know, the strongest choice for who am I is I'm just going to be myself. It's always going to be the strongest choice. No matter what the script says, announcer, doctor, lawyer, whatever. You know, what does a doctor sound like? Ooh, I don't know. I guess I got to sound like a doctor. No, you already sound that way because we called you in. We think you sound like a doctor. We think you sound like somebody who could be an announcer. But now we need you to make it sound like a conversation. And that's the battle actors are going to have probably for the next 10 years of how do I make it sound conversational when it's written so horribly?
Right.
And most of the stuff out there is written horribly. You know, it's just bad writing. But if you can make it sound like you're just talking to your friend, okay, so who am I? I'm going to be myself. Who am I talking to? Usually the strongest choice is
somebody very close to you.
Very well, depending upon the clues within the script.
Right.
You can't go, I'll talk to my best friend every time. Well, you know, the script might say that you hate somebody. Well, then talk to your...
I got a list here. I'm just going to show him on Skype. Can
yeah.
you see my list
oh, yeah.
of the names? These
yeah.
are various people that I use.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Very people's names that I use, depending on the mood that I can create with that person and the experiences I've had with that person.
Exactly.
Because my go-to list. And I usually have it memorized anyway. It's not like I have to have it on a list. But the process of writing the list helps me.
Just reinforces.
Exactly. Exactly.
Each one of those people makes you feel a certain way, makes you have a type of conversation. And that's all advertising is. Let's just talk about advertising for a second. That's all advertising is a conversation about something. You just want to, what you want to do is you just want to share the information. You don't want to talk people into it. You don't want to explain it, even though it's written that way. You just want to share the information and not really give a shit if they do it or not. They're going to make up their own minds. And that's what makes it sound like a conversation. So
right.
if in your process you listen back to that and you go, what? Sounds like a conversation. In my opinion, send that one off and hope for the best. I mean, it's a real numbers game. You know,
it totally is.
I mean, the competition has just quadrupled in size. I mean,
hang on to that thought. That is going to be our next discussion.
Cool.
We are going to go to our next episode, and thank you for introducing it now. Everybody's got to come back for that.
Yeah, come on back, people.
Thanks for listening to Love That Voiceover. Lots of love to you. You sexy, beautiful, adorable person. Take care.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.